For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The Public Service Pension Fund will see a few changes over the next 18 to 24 months. Speaking to lawmakers in the House last week, Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson told them the board will be implementing a new system that will, quote, greatly enhance the way the board administrates and the plan members' experience.
As this system will improve efficiency, timeliness, accessibility and communication for plan members. It's a project that I'm confident will be delivered to exceed expectations, and I look forward to sharing results of this system in the future.
Mr. Manderson made the announcement while tabling the PSPB 2018 annual reports. The Civil Service College expands its virtual offerings and launches a newsletter. More from Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller.
With the COVID-19 pandemic forcing most civil servants to work remotely, the Civil Service College has used the opportunity to creatively introduce learning and development programs on a virtual platform. Director of Workplace Development Graham Jackson says with so many of civil servants working remotely and the need to maintain social distancing, CSE needed to find new ways to deliver learning and development. Through its online channels, the college has continued to offer courses and webinars with guest speakers and other stakeholders on a weekly basis. CSC is also facilitating partnerships across and outside the civil service with an aim of ensuring that useful and innovative learning continues throughout these challenging times. To ensure civil servants are aware of learning and development news and the opportunities offered by CSE, the team has launched its first newsletter. You can find out more on the Hub Intranet website or the Civil Service College website. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
With the reopening of the Queen Elizabeth II Botanic Park, the National Trust's Blue Iguana Conservation Tours have started once again. The National Trust invites everyone to enjoy an up-close and personal experience with the blues. See the hatchlings, meet Peter, their most famous blue, and learn how this endemic species was brought back from the brink of extinction. Tours take place Tuesday to Saturday, 10:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. On Sundays, 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. only. Guests are required to wear masks and physically distance themselves 6 feet apart during the tour. All tour proceeds directly benefit Blue Iguana Conservation. And now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins with Radio K-Man, signing out.
BBC News. The number of people who've tested positive for the coronavirus in the United States has officially passed 3 million. More than 131,000 people in the US have now died with COVID-19. 40 Bangladeshi passengers who'd arrived at an airport in Italy have been sent back under measures to try to contain the spread of the coronavirus. On instructions from Italy's health ministry, the passengers on board the flight from Qatar were not allowed to disembark in Milan. The US Supreme Court has ruled organisations with moral and religious objections to contraception do not have to offer it as part of health plans for employees. The ruling extends the exemptions to a law introduced by President Obama. Conservative groups have welcomed the move, while pro-contraception campaigners say it's a further erosion of women's reproductive rights. Hong Kong's government has moved to halt pro-democracy protests in schools by stopping pupils taking part in political activities. Schools have been told to prevent children chanting slogans, boycotting classes, and singing political songs. The announcement came just hours after China opened an office in Hong Kong to oversee national security. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says foreign interference in Libya has reached an unprecedented level. He told a virtual meeting of the Security Council the conflict in Libya had entered a new phase, and he was alarmed by the military build-up and the number of mercenaries involved. Earlier, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said the Libyan warlord, General Khalifa Haftar, was ready to sign a ceasefire agreement. A political row has broken out in the South Indian state of Kerala after customs officers at the main international airport seized more than 30 kilos of gold. The gold, hidden inside bathroom fittings, was addressed to the consulate of the United Arab Emirates. UAE diplomats deny any knowledge of the consignment. BBC News.